You're listening to A Step Forward. Today we are talking about overcoming overwhelm as an orientation and mobility specialist. Say that three times fast. Welcome to A Step Forward, a podcast for ambitious VI specialists who are challenging the status quo. I'm Cassie Maloney, your new work bestie. With over 15 years of experience as an O&M specialist, author, professional development junkie, mom, and owner of Allied Independence, I have been through the ringer. And now I'm here to bring you a boost of inspiration, information, and our favorite, innovation, as we trade feeling overwhelmed for overjoyed while we create a significant impact in the lives of our learners and still lead more balanced, fulfilling lives. So grab your favorite beverage because we're about to take a step forward. Welcome back to the podcast, friend. Today is such a special episode because we are chatting about something that plagues a lot of us, especially as orientation and mobility specialists. Now, if you are a TVI or CADIS or parent, keep listening because these are all the same things that I would tell anybody else. However, I'm going to speak to it from the perspective of an O&M specialist. A few weeks ago at our webinar, Melody Brown, who came in and shared so much great information, shared with us our scope of practice. And man, it was so long. And it really reminded me how much we really do as O&M specialists. We do a lot, okay? A lot. Our scope of practice is really, really big. And that can lead to us feeling really overwhelmed. So today, I really want to tackle how we can overcome overwhelm, what to focus on, and also if you're coming to the International O&M Online Symposium, how you can take these concepts and apply them this week. As this airs, it's happening this week, to the O&M Symposium, so that way you can get a jump start on everything and you know exactly what to do, how to focus your time and energy, how to get the most out of it, because there's a lot going on with this symposium. Now, if you don't know about the International O&M Online Symposium, it is a three-day transformational experience held all online where we will basically hand you a new version of yourself with inspiration and a lot of information to help you increase your learner's orientation and mobility skills, all without you having to leave your house. You have thought leaders from around the world coming directly into your space. And you can do that on your couch. You could do that at work, wherever it feels good for you. As long as you have internet, okay? Gotta have some internet for that. We've been working really hard behind the scenes to get the O&M Symposium up and running and ready for you. And every year I say this, but this year is my favorite. And this year has been so not frantic. I'm in this very not frantic vibe right now, and I'm loving it. It makes me a little worried. What if something's going to happen? Is the other shoe going to drop, or what's going to go wrong? But I don't think anything's going to go wrong. And it's been really hard for me to allow myself to relax a little bit. Maybe I'm the poster child for overwhelm and what that does to our nervous system, and then having to relearn to just chill out. Everything's going to be okay. As an orientation and mobility specialist or anybody in this field, you have a lot that you have to be responsible for, and you have to work one-on-one with your learners for the most part. And that increases our responsibility a lot because we have to be able to maneuver and navigate our learners' biobehavioral states and our own biobehavioral states. And we can't just make blanket rules, statements, lesson plans, or anything like that. They have to be tailored to every single moment. And we have to be able to think on our feet and to jump from one lesson plan idea to the next really quickly. And there's also a lot to do. There are 167 students with visual impairments for every one O&M specialist or TVI. That's a lot of responsibility. And I know your caseload can't handle that. I know my caseload can't. There's just not enough time to get it all done often. And I think that we a lot of times feel this pressure to get it all done and to be perfect at everything. And that in and of itself really hinders us. I just watched a movie. Oh, it was the Barbie movie. I had stayed away from that thing for a minute, but I finally watched it. And in it, there's a scene where one of the Barbies is trying to remind the other Barbies of their power. And really, they go into all of the things that you have to be perfect at all times. Now, the Barbie movie is an example of feminism, but I think men also struggle with these dual roles that we have to fill, right? We have to be really great at everything that we do, but also make it look effortless. We have to be really great to our families and to our learners and to our health and make a lot of money and this and that all at the same time. And we don't really have the right to complain about how hard it is. Or when we do, then that's where the conversation ends up going. And that really drags everybody down. Now, there's no right or wrong to any of this. Being an O&M specialist, being a TVI, being a person in the world, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of growth at all times. And there's very rarely times, at least in my life, where you can just like coast and be really good at everything that you're doing. It just doesn't happen that way. And so if you're someone like me who really wants to be great at every aspect of their life, it can be easy to fall into the trap of overwhelm. And I had fallen into that a lot. I don't know if you know my story, but I was in this cycle of burnout for years. And then I got off and then I found myself back on. And it took a while. It took a lot of me trying to figure it out for me to actually figure it out. And what would happen was I would come across a problem. You know, my learner wasn't making progress is basically what the problem was. And then I would go into myself and try to figure it out, or I would Google a lot of things, or I would ask friends and we would try some stuff, but it wouldn't really work. And then I would stay late at work a lot, and then I would be exhausted the next day, which made it so that my planning period wasn't productive, and then I stayed late at work again, and so on and so forth. And what ended up happening in this cycle of burnout that I was on, it was kind of like a cyclone going down. It wasn't going up. The more I worked, the less effective I got. And that was because I wasn't working in an effective manner. I wasn't being impactful. Luckily for me, one of my friends was there and saw me teaching, and she was like, no, not doing well, not doing well. And I got my act together for the most part then. And then once I had kids, and then once I started an online business, which wasn't even the O&M Symposium, it was teaching yoga to busy moms back in the day. Once I had that happen and I had all of these other things that I was responsible for, that's when I really had to start looking at, what am I doing wrong here? Where am I putting my energy that it doesn't belong? And where am I not putting my energy that it needs to belong? And I went from like trying to follow all the new apps and trying to stay on top of everything and try to be the best of the best and never really feeling like I was, just feeling like I was spinning my wheels, to actually making a major impact in the lives of my learners and having a incredible personal life and being able to spend more time with my family, being able to spend more time effectively teaching, all of that good stuff. And really what I noticed was that it boils down to these three pillars. And I talk about these three pillars a lot. One, innovative strategies, because we really need to know what's on the cutting edge. We do need to stay on top of everything that's coming down the pipe. The O&M Symposium is a great way to do that. Clarity, if you're in our monthly Clarity membership, that's another way to do that. If you're a TVI, and you want to join the TVI online symposium, all three of those perfect ways to stay on the cutting edge of exactly what's coming down the pipe. And then the second one being community, because we often feel like we're on a lonely island all by ourselves, because we are. I just got in from almost a full day's worth of teaching and barely spoke to anybody besides my learners. And one person who's actually in special ed at the school, who's a related service staff member, asked me what O&M is. And I was like, oh, you're related service at a school and you don't even know what I do. That is unacceptable, weird. I'm flabbergasted. Can we give you training? All of those thoughts came through my head. And you were expected to do it all and do it all perfectly. And I have a much better sense of balance now, because even though in my day-to-day, I'm on a lonely island by myself contracting, I have a sense of community. I have people that I can reach out to. I have a whole WhatsApp group of friends that I can say, hey, this is what's going on. The Facebook groups are fantastic, and the O&M Symposium has a Facebook group, and there's chats that you can join as well. Great ways to get in touch with other people who can help you navigate things, and really to help elevate your perspective too. You know, it's kind of like we're walking down the sidewalk of, let's say, Manhattan, and there's all these high rises, and the high rises will represent our obstacles in that moment. If we can get to that penthouse view, then we can see beyond our obstacles. We can see a path forward. So that way, the next time we're down at street level, we know, okay, I just turn right here and I go here. And you have a different perspective when you're complaining to somebody and they don't buy into your complaint because they have a different complaint. When we stick within our regional conferences, I find that our complaints are the same and the same and the same because we don't have an outside perspective. Now, we might have a little bit of outside perspective with other people, but we don't have a global outside perspective. And then the third would be you have to lead a balanced life. Work smarter, not harder. Have to do things in an efficient manner to help propel you and allow you to actually live a life. Right now, I will say, I am a single mom running a business and contract teaching. I have multiple things in the air at all times, and somehow it all balances out. Now, I do still sometimes feel overwhelmed. I'm not gonna lie. This past week was a lot. January for us is a lot, but I love it. And so it counterbalances it out. You know what I mean? And I know that that period of overwhelm is going to pass. I'm not stuck here for forever. And that's the key. So when I'm looking at how I can work smarter and not harder, let's dive into that portion of it. There are a few things that I love to do. I'm going to teach you two tools of the trade and start to take notes, my friend, because this is where things get fun. The first would be delete, automate, and delegate. Look at all of the tasks that you do on a weekly basis, monthly basis, quarterly, maybe even yearly, and look at them and say, what can I delete from here? What is no longer serving me or my learners for me to do or to get done at all? Then the other one is, what can I automate? Am I still taking my data on a piece of paper and it would be better for me to take data on a Google form instead? Can I send a Calendly link to people who want to meet with me instead of doing that back and forth O&M phone tag? When are you free? 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 Ugh. Can I make, you know, a QR code or a quick website or something that gives everybody the information that they need instead of them having to field the same questions to me over and over again? Can I make a little Google website with some easy trainings that a lot of my teachers need so that way I can give them the training and then review with them later? Automating takes time, and we'll talk about that in a second, a return on investment. We often think of a return on investment as far as money, but think of it as a return on investment of your time as well. Setting things up now is going to help you so much more in the future. The third being to delegate. And it's hard to delegate things as an O&M specialist or even as a TVI because A, we're not taught to, and B, there's nobody who's going to take this over. But get creative. Maybe there are ways that you can delegate your tasks to other people. Maybe there's a wood shop class that wouldn't mind helping you make pieces out of wood for a little tactile town or a map. Or maybe there's a daycare class that wouldn't mind helping you to make some tactile symbols. Tap into your resources because you have plenty. See if you can delegate some or any of your tasks. And that'll help you to really figure out what are the priority things that I need to be focused on. And if you can just focus on those priorities, of course, you'll be much better off. The second idea is return on investment of your time. We often think of money as finite and time as infinite, but that is absolutely opposite. Money is infinite. There's no cap on the amount of money that you can make, but there's always a cap on the amount of time that you have. So when we don't focus our time right now on the things that we can do to help us save time later, we're really just wasting more time later in the long run. And we're basically stealing from that version of ourselves, which doesn't feel cool. So when we can look at how can we create a return on investment of our time, that is where things get really, really good. What can you invest your time in right now that's going to save you later? When you join the O&M symposium, prime example, you're going to have to take a few days off work or watch the presentations on the weekend or over the course of the next few weeks because you do get 3 extra weeks to watch them. You're going to have to take some time to do that. But in the long run, it's going to save you so much time from Googling. You're going to have so many more ideas. You're not going to have to rack your brain so much about what lessons you want to do because they're all right there for you. You basically have a full new year's worth of lesson ideas and things to try. So I hope that those those ideas, as simple as they may sound, really help you to overcome overwhelm as an O&M specialist. And if you're joining the symposium, here's what I'll say to help you get the most out of it. For one, you know, clear your space, clear your time, and clear your distractions. You want to make sure that you can really focus your time and your energy right there. It's going to be hard because you're going to have a screen giving you so much information when the rest of your world has other things going on. And so as much as you can clear the other responsibilities out of the way, you'll have a much better, much easier time with the symposium. Another idea would be to make sure that you have food. This one often goes overlooked, but we forget to feed ourselves and then we don't think about it and we're at home and we end up trying to make like a big meal. See if you could just make a charcuterie board sandwich, have soup ready, easy things like that, so that way you can really help fuel yourself. And the last thing that I'll say is your community is there for a reason. Tap into them. You have so much potential sitting right there. And we talk about this a lot, you know, and I went to a housewarming party for one of my friends, but he didn't move into a house. He moved into a high rise. It was super cool, very fancy, very, very excited for him. And the people there were really eclectic and really interesting to talk with. And because we were literally a high rise on like the 44th floor, it reminded me so much of this conversation that we have so much, because it really did elevate how I think about things. I met a photographer from South Africa. I met somebody who is a biohacker. I met somebody who just moved here from Boston. And I don't know if you guys know anything about what's been going on in Texas, but a few weeks ago now, we were going to go into this freeze that was going to start. And everybody in Texas, if they've lived here for a few years, has quite the PTSD, because we had a big issue the last time that it froze, where a lot of us lost electricity and water and all of that jazz, and pipes burst and it was not fun, and we actually got snow and it was just supposed to be cold or whatever. A lot of PTSD. And this, you know, this woman didn't have that, and she's from Boston, and she didn't even wear a coat that night. And we were all like, what? Different perspectives. It really helped me to elevate how I was thinking about some things. And I know that from these new connections, I will continue to think about things in new ways. And that's what your community at the symposium is there to do. Tap into them. All right, you guys, I feel like this podcast episode has been so packed, and I really hope that you take some time to take all of these things apart and really think about them and how you can apply them in your life. We have this symposium coming up this week, and I absolutely cannot wait for it to happen. If you want more information, go to orientationandmobilitysymposium.com. But if you're already signed up, come hang out with me on Instagram, instagram.com/alliedindependence. You can also find me Facebook and LinkedIn, also at Allied Independence, and our brand new YouTube channel. That one's going to be super fun. We are posting all of our podcast episodes on that channel. So I hope that you go check it out and enjoy.